about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And we are on. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is Thursday night, as you probably know. I don't need to tell you that. But tomorrow night, you know, we have a guest on. His name is Rob. That's right. Rob with an R. R-O-B. Rob Sanchez, and he's going to be talking about his website and how he is tracking the process of legal immigrants and how they are being used and certainly taken advantage of by these corporations and these public entities, including some law firms who have advertised for seminars in how to avoid hiring native-born Americans. That's going to be a very interesting program, I'm sure, tomorrow night. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. With Rob Sanchez. And he could talk about illegals as well. Tonight, we have back by very popular or unpopular demand, depending on who's listening, none other than Dr. Kasim Khalil, who's authored a number of books, including his latest and first on the 9/11 conspiracy called Wrongly Blamed. Before he leaves and goes off on his journeys once again, we decided to have him on for a while because he has something new to add tonight about the defensive nature of those who are frightened to death about getting the American people the truth about who really carried out 9/11. And once again, we welcome to these microphones none other than Dr. K. Hello, Dr. K.
Dear.
How are you, dear?
I'm doing superb. It's great to be with Rick Adams and company and all the dear ones out there that we've befriended now. Many, many, many friends that I've adopted from the RBN.
Friends of truth. Students
That's
of
right.
Truth and Liberty, and people have called you now. You've been away, I understand, and in and out, back and forth, doing a lot of work and trying to eke out a living and fight the powers that be. And here, every time we mention your book, you get a few phone calls, as you have in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're hammering away at it, but everybody should have this read. There's a ton more information than you and I. Even if we do 1,000 shows, you could never duplicate a year and a half of effort. You know, that's a lot of effort. Up late at night, double-checking, and a lot of good things that you can get in addition to this show. You know, dear Rick, constantly there's this, oh, the people of Islam, you know, they're coming to get us. They were getting us before, and then you get these generalizations, oh, their scriptures, you know, want to kill the Christians and the Jews. You get these kinds of generalizations constantly. And, you know, are the people of Islam doing that? And, you know, you get this situation like this fellow. Here's a Pakistani man released from Guantanamo Bay. What's the man doing in there? Pakistani man, he's down there. And he apparently he owned a machine shop or some sort of a shop. And so they found a grave on his land.
Yes.
And they put him in Guantanamo. He's dead now. We'll tell you a little bit about
it. Indeed. Stick around. Dr. K, much more to come. An update on 9/11 and a counterattack. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall be right back. Join us.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, here we are back again. Dr. K. Kasim Khalil, already. Calls are lining up. 800-313-9443. Yes, Dr. K, your reference, please.
Right, and so there was a shallow grave. It may have been the Mr. Pearl that died over there. The guy happened to own the property. The American officials, FBI, along with whatever secret police, snatched the fellow. Of course, he didn't do anything, didn't have anything to do with anything. Nor did anybody have any evidence he had anything to do with anything. And he was a little pitiful family man, poor man, family man. What happened? He degenerated. He was away from his loved ones, his family. And any of us should put ourselves in this position and imagine it. He dropped to 44 pounds. No, 44 pounds, after all. And he's a 40-year-old man. Mm-hmm. So they take him and dump him there. Apparently, they didn't want him to die scandalously in Guantanamo, and he died. Now, why would I want to worry about this ethereal, supposed, unproven Islamic terrorist when you have something like this? And then we'll get into the cover-up. This is a quote from The Guardian, England's The Guardian, and I have another quote from LA Weekly. Mm-hmm. For example, Henry Kissinger, this is England's Guardian, the one-time U.S. Secretary of State who oversaw the destruction of civilian... I'm quoting The Guardian, you know, England's Guardian, quote, the destruction of civilian populations. the assassination of politicians, the kidnapping of anybody that got in his way from Indochina to East Timor to Chile. LA Weekly says that while he was in the, you know, the viceroy here, he was responsible for numerous crimes. Now, you have hard proof.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, when you've got criminals running an entity, a government, a power, you have people that are behind those criminals, and they get pretty nervous when the crimes of their stooges are exposed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they sure do.
And my goodness, who would want to be lied to? But look what this Purdue University just did, where they did a simulation of 2001, and that was the same one that simulated the Pentagon, you know, showing this a plane that nobody has seen and nobody could find the parts of, driving its way into the Pentagon. Well, now Purdue has come out with another doozy, saying that, well, we think that possibly the fire from the airplanes maybe melted the fireproofing, or somehow there wasn't enough fireproofing on the steel. You don't need any fireproofing on the steel. Steel doesn't melt at the degree of kerosene. And so they came up with this. Now, it's a simulation. Oh, that maybe the planes could have brought down all that cement and all those steel beams. But, you know, why would first of all, you even trust a simulation when you actually have, what would you rather have, a policeman and a fireman, a cop, you know, a guy on the street, right? He sees what's going on. Rodriguez, the maintenance man in the towers, who's got the key to the basement, he's in the basement. The bomb goes off a half hour before, right? The cops that caught the guys on the George Washington Bridge at 2:30 trying to go up the ramp to blow the bridge at 2:30 on September the 12th in the a.m. in the morning. I mean, these are eyewitness accounts, man. Am I going to want to get a simulation from Purdue in 2007 when I got eyewitnesses?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to ask the question, who in the world funded Purdue to say, well, yeah, you know, they need to put more fireproofing on steel so that, because the kerosene melted the building. Well, it's none other than the National Science Foundation, right? Mm-hmm. That's the Getty, Mellon, Gates people. You know, that's Arlington, Virginia. It's a government organization funded by, you know, really wealthy Zionists. I mean, like, really super wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
The number one wealth for funding is the Getty Foundation in this country. Oil, that's the oil people. So the oil people fund the study at Purdue that everybody's posting,
mm-hmm,
because it's coming from the university. But you know what? I don't like being lied to, and I don't think our listeners like being lied to. And this is the biggest joke that you could ever... I mean, there's no eyewitnesses. It's a simulation.
And these are some of the same characters that have tried to discredit Professor Stephen Jones's work.
Stephen Jones is doing science.
Yeah.
This is a silly computer. It's some bunch of goofs getting on a computer program funded by the Mellon Foundation or the Carnegie.
These are the same people that believe in the single bullet, single assassin theory in JFK.
How many hundreds of men now are coming out saying, and women, well, there were explosions before any plane struck, or even in the midst of the evacuation. And now you have some data. Mr. Ira called, and he's got some data to remind us about the explosions in Building 7 before anything happened there.
That's one of our callers.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, so the whole thing that the American people have been put under a continuous group of lies, and sadly, most people aren't aware of what's really going on. Well, they don't know that there weren't 19 hijackers. There weren't even any hijackers.
You know, although Professor David Ray Griffin, in his several books on the subject, will not come out as you have and name the names of the Israelis directly involved, he merely picks apart the government's conspiracy theory about Al-Qaeda. And one of the things he just picks apart was the commission itself, the 9/11 commission report.
Right.
He talked about Hamilton's book... Keene and Hamilton co-authored the book Without Precedent, Conspiracy Theory. And then what else did he talk about? The NIST report. You've read the NIST report.
Yeah, I think so, sure. Yeah, of course I've read the NIST report.
You know, he debunked that whole theory that they've come out with, trying to dispute the thesis of controlled demolition and the Popular Mechanics.
Oh, yeah, Popular Mechanics with Chertoff Association there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Purdue University, after all, is funded by the ultimately Getty and other very powerful groups. But if you look at the people who did the study, we're talking about Metzosen, okay? You're talking about individuals such as Shyam Sunder, and you're talking about Ayhan Irfanoglu. You're talking about individuals that are going to do exactly what they're funded to do, which is to find in favor of the funding agency, which is ultimately the industrial chemical complex. Mm-hmm. And they're the same people who funded Hitler, of course, with the primary perpetrators being the Zionist bankers of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, of course, we got another document from John demonstrating that nobody's told the truth whatsoever about the supposed genocides or the degree of genocides that, you know, are related to World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And that also is a huge, huge fabrication. I mean, and I think the question we have to ask is, Do you want to be told the truth, even if it hurts? Because actually, you don't know the truth about everything from the beginning of America, say 1900 to date. Whatever you know, unless you've been tuning into this program and doing your own research, is a fabrication. I'll tell you what, do you have any evidence that this country landed on the moon?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we might as well unravel the whole thing. You know, on his deathbed, he just said that the Kennedy was assassinated by a conspiracy hunt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yep.
He's the guy who knows.
Yes. Yes, and there
so
are.
So you've got the Kennedy. You got John F. Kennedy dead. You've got his brother dead,
mm-hmm.
assassinated in this country in front of our faces. You have his son, who was assassinated. You have Diana assassinated. And you know, you pretty much know who did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then you have documents from The Guardian saying that Henry Kissinger slaughtered civilians?
Yeah, it's the same
and I'm class. Supposed to worry about some nebulous Islamic terrorist somewhere?
Yep. Yes, indeed. The Henry Kissinger, who was identified as a Soviet Israeli-type spy.
Definitely.
Going back to World War II Germany.
Definitely.
And here he was welcomed into this country, part of a spy ring, ODRA, and his code name was Bohr, B-O-R.
Sure he is. And Netanyahu, by the way, is code
yeah.
CIA Mossad.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So these are the people who...
Same cast, huh, Dr. K?
Yeah. What's that?
The same cast of characters.
Same cast of characters. These are the people that need to be under the... you know, the hot plate for crimes against humanity. You're talking huge high crimes. I mean, you just consider what happened to this little man from Pakistan. God bless his little soul. Family man, innocent, and he was allowed to rot for 3.5 years while all of us are here and we're watching those souls. And I'll tell you what, let's let any American provide even an iota of evidence that the people of Islam, for instance, struck the United States ever. Let's have some evidence that the Iranian people have spied on the United States and taken nuclear secrets, for instance.
Well, we know that's the other way around, actually.
Yeah. Let's have some proof that anyone in Iraq did anything to hurt any American ever. There is no such proof ever. Horrifying. And you know, and what are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about millions of people. You want to talk about genocide? How about the fact that Iraq was whatever it was, and now there's a million dead? Right? Afghanistan.
And that's just in the last, really the last... 8 years.
Sure. Well, and actually, and if you think about Saddam Hussein being paid for by the CIA, and his first $10,000 to start his coup was directly, you know, U.S. money, then you're talking about 7 million dead from Saddam Hussein to date.
All right. Well, that's a sordid story.
By the way, that's in the National Geographic.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
From the horse's mouth to your ears, and here we are, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Dr. K, you bring to these microphones an incredible array of questions that the government conspiracy theorists and creators have apparently chosen to truthfully ignore or falsely attempt to rebut, as you've just alluded to, some of these studies and reports and so forth. So,
right, I mean, you've got the most bogus thing you can imagine with the report by the same Purdue University about somehow the 757, you know, folding up into the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's stupid animation on a computer. I mean, this isn't even, this is most ludicrous thing to come out of it. The universities are all bought and paid for by these foundations. And the foundations, a huge percentage of them are run by very powerful Zionists,
you know,
who have many, many billions of dollars.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. Just think for a moment. Go back. Read the official news stories. The first people who were identified in the 9/11 operation were referred to as Middle Eastern. But the first media reports, if you remember, they later identified them as Israelis.
Well, definitely.
I mean, this is not something that you theorized. This is in the reports at the time of the media.
Well, Army Radio reported it. And, of course, this was happening within the first 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
And this was, New Bergen News reported it. Yeah. The Bergen Report reported it. And, of course, it was even picked up on some of the major networks, as you know. But what's important is they actually found Arabic clothes in the back of the van, so they were masquerading as if Arabic, and that created some indignation. But they covered up the fact that these were spies.
Well,
these were foreign nationals who were
true.
In the country illegally.
That's right.
As you know, many of them were put in solitary confinement for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they were released because it didn't serve the agenda of waging war in the Middle East.
It might be very embarrassing.
Yeah.
It might have revealed a whole deck of cards. You had Paul Kurtzberg and Oded Elner, Omer Marmari, you had Yaron Shmuel. All of them are identified and known to the U.S. government.
Kurtzberg,
they were agents of the Mossad.
Oh, they're all Mossad, and they were all ex-military or current military Israeli spies. They're spies.
Mm-hmm.
There were nests of spies throughout the United States. The only nests of spies that were discovered in September and October and November were Israeli. There were no other foreign nationals in the country illegally as spies.
Mm-hmm.
They were the only ones, by the way, with blade cutters, box cutters. They were the only ones with cash sewn in socks, and they were the only ones found transporting explosives. They were also the only ones who had explosive residues in various vans. So they're the only perpetrators. Unless you can come up with something else.
But now, let me just say this. If that were the only fact that we had that has been deliberately ignored by the controlled media and the government, that would be one thing. But then you add to that the mix of the fact that we have a cabal, if you will, of Zionists and Israelis and Jews who have worked together in this project for a North American the century of the 21st century, and they came out and said that we need this attack. We need an attack that will propel us into the Middle East. The American public will support it hook, line, and stinker.
Definitely.
And yes, indeed. You add to that. Then you add the fact that in 1996, and George Bush wasn't even elected then, already George Bush and Dick Cheney were getting together talking about how they needed to find a way to get into the Middle East. You remember Bush was trying to negotiate with the Taliban.
Sure,
my goodness. And the Taliban says, no, get out of here.
Right, and they had sunk so much money in the consortium for the pipeline, and the Central Asia didn't work out quite as well as they thought, and they had sunk so much speculative money. Of course, Enron imploded at $50 billion to the detriment of the American humans and other people. And, of course, all those records were in all the Enron prosecution was in Building 7, as were all the SEC filings against the the various corrupt acts of the administration itself.
Mm-hmm. So add those, okay, just those three factors, and then add more, and add the trail, add the whole...
And the puts, of course, the very important puts.
The
where
put ops. Yeah.
There was the people knew they were going to murder the people and that they were going to accuse American and United and only American and United, and those put options were put in advance for heavy activity, which is a speculation, is basically a commodity speculation, and they earned quite a few millions, and then they left, $4 million or so uncollected.
Mm-hmm. That's
like
more than
word
that.
Word got out.
Yeah. Then you can talk about Mr. Silverstein and his relationship to Netanyahu and the leases that were taken over, and all of a sudden, with all of these factors pointing to Israel, who do we go and bomb? Afghanistan.
Exactly.
That in itself tells you who's in control here.
That's right.
Just an ordinary suspicious mind should
That's
be
right.
capable of asking those questions.
Right, because you have
no
the slightest shred of evidence of any Afghan attack or any Iraqi attack or any Palestinian attack. You have zero. You score zero. In fact, minus zero.
And if anyone had a reason to be angry enough to pull it off, this is what makes it so plausible, you see, is the way that the Arabs and the Palestinians have been given the back of the hand by U.S.
Right.
foreign policy.
They're demonized. I mean,
for example, look at the
Zionist John Keegan in the San Diego Union Tribune when this was all evolving before they attacked Afghanistan. He said, Arabs out of empty space, Desert Raiders assaulted the Western power sources in a surprise attack.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Live.
Take some calls. Lots of calls coming in. 800-313-9443 is the number. Dr. K, my guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Wrongly Blamed. That's the book, Wrongly Blamed. The real truth about 9/11, the London bombings, and much more. My guest, the author, Dr. Kasim Khalil, Dr. K.
Yeah.
And Dr. K, you are working on yet another book right now.
Right. This one's called The Fraud of Islamic Terror.
Mm.
And so that a couple months away.
I love it. I love it. What will they do? What will the news distorters do with that, Mike?
Not much. Not going to much be able to do much with it.
They have everything else.
Yeah. Right? But Wrongly Blamed proves the Israeli connection. So if you want it simple, it does.
Yes, it is.
So if that's what you're interested in, and really finding out not only who was erroneously blamed, but the focus is really on who did it.
My goodness.
And of course, we know for sure, and of course David Ray Griffin has done a nice summary that you can find on Prison Planet and elsewhere, that they were bombing the building 40 minutes before. Mm-hmm. There was one firefighter here that, of course, they had a hard time getting this from the Freedom of Information Act. But he said there was flash, 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 you know, like they're demolishing a building. This was Fire Commissioner Stephen Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
Paramedic Daniel Rivera. It was pop, 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 pop. Airplane, anybody?
But wasn't it nice of the Israeli company, the Odigo company, to at least forewarn us of the attacks?
Only Israelis. They didn't inform anybody. They only informed Israeli nationals.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, only. And also Zim Moving and another Yemen Moving, another Israeli-related, ocean liner company, they mm-hmm. vacated the premises, and they had a lot of space in there. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take some calls. They are anxiously awaiting to speak to you, Dr. K. First
okay.
off is Jim in Texas. Hello there, Jim.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
How are you doing, dear?
I remember you. I talked to you a couple of times before, Dr. K, but I would like to make a minor segue to Piper's show, which he talked about this Jewish psychiatrist or psychologist that died in his obituary said that one of his main themes was that all anti-Semitism stemmed from improper toilet training as a youth, okay? Mm-hmm. And I tried to get on. I didn't make it. I guess it was because I had to go change my Depends too often while I was waiting to get on. Okay?
Oh, my God.
But, you know, this is the stuff that we're fed, and people are supposed to believe this.
Well, Jim, I'll tell you what's even worse is that the Semites are the victims. The Iraqi Jews, Naeem Galati, has made it clear how they were completely destroyed by the Israeli entity. The Palestinians are Semites. The original Palestinian Jews, they've been obliterated. The Christians there, quite nice, beautiful people, also like their Muslim brothers.
The Christians in Palestine were obliterated. They almost obliterated.
Now, those are Semites. So the anti-Semitism is coming from the heads of Israel because they're non-Semites. So it's quite an interesting conundrum, how the people have twisted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Dr. K, I will not ask you about your toilet training problems as a youth or in adulthood, so to speak.
Yeah.
Or Rick himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I suspect that most of the people in New England have toilet training problems.
Quite an overflow up here.
Yeah. that shows you where a person's intellect is all they can concentrate.
Well, Rick, you do have an overflow of toilet problems in New England, the whole area. But that's neither here nor there. But the main thing I wanted to talk about tonight was how do we get, well, I know how we get, because they would never let an individual like Dr. K on to show the Arabic or Palestinian side on anything. Instead, they have dupes like this Ibrahim, I think his first name, a big fat fellow, that always, when they do let somebody on to
somebody talk that doesn't know their you-know-what from their you-know-what.
Absolutely. That's the only people they'll let on, is somebody that makes no sense whatsoever. And absolutely, he's almost as bad as asking Henry Kissinger, what's the Jewish thought on this?
I know. You know what? I found the wrongly blame is somewhat effective. I mean, I was at a very prominent people I was in front of today, and I passed them a copy, and they said, oh, we didn't know this. Well, then, did the 19 people, since some of them are still alive, did they, parachute out of the 757? So at least it got them to thinking. I said to her, who can parachute out of a 757, lady? So she's at least thinking.
Yeah, well, hopefully. But anyhow, they will never let anybody on that's an articulate spokesman for the other side. They'll let somebody on that can maybe make a point or two, but they're so limited in what they can say, because if they say one wrong word, they'll never be on again. We know how this operates.
This is it, and all I can hope for is that, we continue to pray for God's mercy to be able to continue to speak in whatever way we can.
Rick knows this. He's lived in New England his whole life, I understand. But these people have such absolute control, which Piper was talking about, this House of Representatives resolution.
Well, you don't have to live in New England to know that.
Yeah.
Well, but the House of Representatives resolution was 411-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what does that tell you?
Well, I think people are afraid that I was told, and you can confirm, that somebody bought a whole bunch of property in Argentina, and they happened to be the two top chiefs over there in the White House.
Any resolution passes 411-2, it's automatically suspect.
Sure.
I would think it would be a bad resolution.
No doubt.
Yes.
But you know what? I mean, you've caught murderers in the midst of high crime. You, the American people, have done this. So you just have to continue on because your fellows, look at those firemen. I mean, first of all, the people in the World Trade Center, massive victims. And then the mothers and sons and daughters and wives and husbands of those. But think of the firemen. My God, I mean, they're doing their job and they're martyred. They're in heaven. And they're saying, Americans, we were murdered. Are you going to stand by and let your finest people be slaughtered and not even
keep? The part that makes me so mad, Dr. K, is that Rudy Giuliani, who's running for president, knowingly and willingly sacrificed those poor firemen who were merely just slobs like me trying to do their job.
This is it.
They sacrificed him without a thought.
Make no doubt about it. The reason he wants to be president so he can cover up the crime and try to go after those who are exposing it. That's the kind of a guy you're dealing with there.
Everybody else that's running for president, with a possible exception of Ron Paul, they all know the facts. They know who done it.
Giuliani is getting the most kid glove treatment from the media. That will tell us more.
You have mass murder on national television. People forced to jump 110 floors. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why aren't we screaming from the top of every tower? I don't care what the media does. Why aren't we screaming?
Why aren't we responsible? Why aren't we stringing ropes on lampposts around Washington, D.C. to
tell
them?
Well, that's the next step.
All right, Jim.
Somebody's got to be culpable.
We know what needs to be done. Just you go by the rope.
Thanks, Jim.
Absolutely.
By the rope.
Thank you, Jim.
Right. We'll give you the money.
Keep up the spirit, Jim.
Let's see if we can find a banker that has money to loan to you. All right, let's take John in Texas now. Hello, John. You're next.
Hi, Dr. Kim.
Hey, dear John. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm a graduate from Purdue University in 1992 with a BS degree. No pun intended on the BS degree.
Yeah,
it's a good school. It's one of the best engineering schools in the whole world.
Yeah, I've got a film from them from the 70s of their Glee Club.
No, Purdue is a school is quite good. But go ahead, yeah.
But no, I'm ashamed of my university. I really am. Yeah, I'm not going to join any the alumni clubs or anything after this. No
yeah,
way.
How dare they? How dare they? Do such fraudulent research. Bought out by a foundation and, tie themselves to the oil cartel. Unbelievable.
Well, there's always been a lot of weird stuff going on around the school. And I'm a country boy from Indiana, and I met people from all around the world when I was in school there. That's how I got to know Muslim people, Jewish people.
Sure.
Everybody. And they're good folks. And these engineers, I took the same chemistry and physics classes that they took out.
Incredible, isn't it? That's just absolutely incredible that you'd use these universities, because they've been used like that for a long time. Well, we've always thought they do credible research, but it's not always true.
If you ever look into, Texas A&M, I think the CIA is basically taking over the school.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I went to school in the late 80s, early 90s, and somebody was spray painting graffiti in little spots here and there, CIA, go home.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's a fair amount of that infiltration because, see, you've got these foundations, and they've got way too much money, and they're influencing education. Carnegie Institute said we're going to influence education the way we want it. We're going to teach history, fabricate that history. Rand Foundation says the same thing. We will teach the American people how to think, Rand Foundation, in so many words. These people are being supported by big industry.
Well, I have a friend in Boulder who's an engineer from Purdue, and I gave him a lot of evidence about the controlled demolition and everything that went on 9/11, and he refuses to believe it.
Well, you have a lot of
really,
that. You have a lot of that.
He refuses to believe it. He won't look into it objectively, but he'll simply refuse it.
But you have done your duty. You've been brave enough to share it with a skeptic. Maybe they'll come around a few more. Every time we share a little more, maybe not.
It was just throwing that information at somebody all at once. I think I made that mistake. Because that's a little too much at once for some folks.
Well, let me tell you this. This lady today, who's a very prominent individual, said, I never heard before that 10 of the 19 accused are still alive and that this was reported by the Telegraph and the New York Times.
Yeah.
It's a start, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
And then they always want to know, well, if they're still alive, why don't we go get them? Or did they? How did they get out of the airplane? I mean, but it's a beginning.
True.
You're right.
What,
it's like, huh?
Well, I've been awake to all this stuff since Waco.
Yeah, Waco was a murder attack.
Yeah, and yeah. I fell back asleep by around 9/11 time because I was raising kids and everything. Then that woke me back up to New World Order.
That's what it takes, right?
Thank you, John.
There you go, John.
Hey,
thanks for the call.
You gentlemen have a wonderful evening.
We'll try to fight the subject. Bye-bye. And in a little while, Dr. K will give you, once again, that offer on how to get the book and other books that he has written as well, The Arabian Connection and so forth. Right now, it's Mike in Canada. Mike in Canada, hello, you're on with Dr. Kasim Khalil and Rick Adams.
Greetings to both of you, and what an amazing synthesis of events and what really motivates people like yourself and articulate listeners to have a shared spirit and consensus of the magnitude of the lies that so many are blind to, and to just hear you articulate this stuff is, despite the dark nature of it, it was actually very empowering and realizing that I'm not alone and the truth will come out.
It will, and you're not alone.
And I saw it the day 911 went down. The fraudulent nature of it to me was so apparent that very day that I shared this with other people, and some who could see it and some who couldn't.
Mike, you're an unusual one. Tell me, are you an engineering mind as such? Are you structurally oriented?
Only in the realm of music and writing music and synthesizing music, yes.
Okay, so you're a synthesizer. That helps. Okay, go ahead.
And to watch what happened, I have no degree in engineering or anything like that. I'm talking about this on a spiritual level.
Oh, we can
have this shared consensus and agreement, and I know you're speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. There's another segment of friends I know who would not be able to listen to what has been discussed this evening for more than 2 minutes.
Right.
They are preconceived notions. They're nuts. We know what happened, etc. This gets into this, our beliefs in God now. This is what it comes down to.
And in addition to that, Mike, may I say that some people are, unfortunately, living in a life of denial?
Yes.
They actually live a life of denial. Like
you know
woman,
what? That's right. The denial
like the woman
is there,
tonight
Mike,
who was featured on the news.
It is
Dr.
a belief.
K. Yeah. I don't know if you heard this about the woman tonight. Did you hear about it? You know, she lost her husband in Iraq just not too long ago, and it was one of these so-called sniper attacks. And she has a message for the nation, and basically it's rah, 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 let's stick behind Bush. She's not willing to admit that her husband was murdered because of the policies of the Bush administration and Dick Cheney and the people who are pulling the strings from Israel.
Yeah,
she says, what we need to do is remember, freedom comes with a high price.
As right, and you
we
know
are
something,
fighting
some,
for freedom. Hogwash.
You know what? There have been some specialist Israeli snipers that have shot dead U.S. soldiers now. So, there's a lot of corruption.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
now,
definitely.
Now, do you have any references for that?
There is a good video that you can hunt down, Israeli sniper masquerading as an Arab. In Iraq.
That's exactly what we need.
Yeah. The
perfection of 911, the apparent engineering, to me it stares us in the face. And I know this is just one of many issues now, but you certainly, from tying in Guantanamo and the treatment of an innocent man compared to Henry Kissinger, all that, for those who are looking into this, it's very, very empowering.
Yes, and it is. And Henry Kissinger, we can add, said that the American is a stupid, dumb animal to be used for proxy wars, the American military man.
Boy, that sounds like it comes right out of the Talmud.
Well, and of course it must, because he said that in front of Alexander Haig.
Mm.
And that's reported to a degree in Bob Woodward's book.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
I mean, you are right. We have to contrast. I mean, look at the contrast of the black man who lost 25 million just in transport or so, maybe we're off a million or two, and the whole of Africa corrupted and destroyed. If one wanted to talk about terror, we could talk about stacking men like cordwood into a canoe and shipping them over 30 days in an ocean, where two-thirds of the cargo died of disease.
This is so overwhelming, and a part of me yearns that we are reaching a culmination point. There's a part of me that wants to be engaged in, yeah, let's call it a holy war, but it is to, not with violence, but to expose those who are perpetrating this and maintain our dignity and maintain this level of discussion,
you know,
and
so
that we're getting closer to the truth.
We are, and it is a holy war, and it's a holy obligation, and I'm quite sure that all the scriptures agree that if we stand by and allow oppression, then we become part of the oppression.
I want to thank you both. What an amazing show.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling, because it's you callers that make the show as well.
Good night.
And we are
thank
coming
you, Mike.
Up against
stay well in Canada.
Well, we have more from Canada. We have Irwin from Canada. We have Ken from Texas. And we have a couple of others. I don't have their names. But if you'd like to ask a question or get on, talk about wrongly blamed, what really happened on 9/11, who the perpetrators were, and who was responsible for the London bombings, the Jordanian bombings, the Saudi bombings, and all of these bombings and terrorism all over the world, for that matter, then by all means, give us a jingle, 800-313-9443. And when we come back also in a few minutes, we'll squeeze in that offer for you to get the book. So stay tuned. Dr. K is my guest. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here by the grace of Almighty God on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce, jam, packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Mike Adams and Dr. Kasem Khalil, our guest, wrongly blamed the book. And we are going to go, let's see, to Canada once again and speak to Irwin. Hello, Irwin.
Hello. I've been listening to you now for quite some time. Rick, I appreciate your show very much.
Thank you.
And also Dr. K, you gentlemen are very eloquent in what you are presenting. And but one thing I would like to add, and that is this. Let's mm-hmm. not make the same mistake that has been done before in blaming individual peoples. In mm-hmm. particular, there is a lot of involvement of Jewish people, and of course the tendency would be to blame the Jews just like you would blame the Arabs, just like you uh-huh. would blame the yeah. Germans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you shouldn't look. For example, in my book, I talk about how the Jewish race was rescued by when nobody would help them, when they were thrown out basically to the sea in the 1600s, and the Ottoman Turks, Islamic Turks, brought them, and there's still a huge Jewish community there. The emphasis is that someone murdered American people.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And you then start to put the evidence together.
Yes.
And you have to be careful to see what the motive is. Obviously, the religious Jews are against this now, too. The religious Muslims, the religious Christians, whatever. We don't even have to go there.
Right, right.
So
it seems to me.
If you have a person who's responsible for the slaughter of the innocent, doesn't matter. You got to expose it.
Right, right.
That's the issue. No.
It seems to me that mm-hmm. what we are having today in the United States, and probably for the rest of the world too, is exactly what happened in Germany. Mm-hmm. A bunch of crooks, hoods, whatever you want to call
yeah.
them, criminals, they took over the country.
Definitely.
And they did it with precision. And it seems like even the World Trade Center has been demolished with precision.
Definitely.
And... But, you know, what made me call tonight is a little bit of my anger came over me. And I thought, you know, this is, the talk has gone on long enough. It is now almost six years since this happened with the World Trade Center.
I know it.
The United States military that has sworn to uphold the Constitution and to defend the nation from internal and external subversion.
And they're out attacking innocent people.
Yes, but you see what's happening. Not only does the nation, the whole nation, make itself guilty before God, but the military will be forever in the annals of history. The United States military will be they will be the butt of jokes, worse than the Polish jokes, worse than the Newfie jokes, worse than any of the jokes, if nothing is going to be done.
Right.
Because I think it's gone on long enough.
Well,
these criminals, that's what they are. They're not Jewish.
Over.
They're not Arabs.
No, that's right. Actually, it's an atheistic. It's a godless group, huh?
Exactly. They are criminals.
You know, so thank you for all this, Ira.
Can I add a little bit more?
Irwin,
yeah,
it's Irwin.
More. Keep listening. No, this is strictly to help bring justice.
Right.
That's it.
I think you will have the rest of the world behind you.
Yes.
But the unfortunate situation is, and I have the same thing in my own family, a lot of the Christians... They have been duped into believing prophecy that is not really in Scripture.
Well, this
That's
is right.
True.
And we'll get into that in another show. Thanks. That's a good point, though. Thanks,
all right, Irwin. We appreciate your input. Thanks for calling. And we appreciate you up north, no question. Stay tuned, Dr. K. Hour number two coming right up with a bunch of calls.